USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just hours after Congressman Louie Gohmert tested positive for COVID-19, Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a mask mandate for the House floor.
The members cannot come onto the floor of the House unless they have a mask, and I, as Speaker, have directed the Sergeant-at-Arms, the Capitol Police, to refuse entry into the hall if people don't have on a mask.
The heads of Apple, Facebook, Amazon, and Google testified before a House committee investigating their practices. Congressman David Cicilline said the power of these companies needs to be checked by Congress.
Their ability to dictate terms, call the shots, upend entire sectors, and inspire fear represent the powers of a private government. Our founders would not bow before a king, nor should we bow before the emperors of the online economy.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
U.S. energy consumption dropped sharply at the height of the national lockdown. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Overall, U.S. energy consumption dropped by 14% during April as compared to a year earlier. It was the lowest monthly level since 1989 and the largest decrease ever recorded in the data that's been collected since 1973. The Energy Information Administration saying that declines for coal and oil were in line with lower energy usage around the globe as the pandemic was seizing up economies. Natural gas usage did buck the trend, increasing 15% in April because of the lockdown, as many people were home and there was increased residential consumption. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Heavy rains have pummeled the Eastern Caribbean due to a weather system that's headed toward Puerto Rico. Forecasters say the storm could veer toward the U.S. mainland by this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As the world races to find a vaccine and a treatment for COVID-19, there seems to be no antidote in sight for the outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, and anti-mask myths. The phenomenon unfolding on social media escalated this week when President Trump retweeted a false video about an anti-malaria drug being a cure for the virus. Officials say Russians are spreading fake news by social media. President Trump tweeted a doctor in a video that promoted hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Emmanuel said you don't need masks and you don't need people to be locked down. In actuality, federal regulators last month revoked their authorization of the drug as an emergency treatment amid growing evidence it doesn't work and has deadly side effects. Social media began removing the video from President Trump for violating policies on COVID-19 misinformation. Many of the claims in Emmanuel's video are widely disputed by medical experts. In the past, she's also said that cysts, fibroids, and other conditions can be caused by having sex with demons, that McDonald's and Pokemon promote witchcraft, and that alien DNA is used in medical treatments. She also said that half-human reptilian creatures work in the government. Other hoaxes say the virus isn't real, or that it's a bioweapon created by the U.S. One hoax claimed the new 5G towers were spreading the virus through microwaves. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.